I was quite concerned because it is a breach of the National Barbadians, that their information is out there without any security or any protections. So this information is available and it is subject to be abused by those who would want to use it for those reasons. Now, for those who look at things in a very short-term way, you can't do so in this instance, because one can argue that in attempting to be transparent, the voters' list must be made public. But there's a contradiction to that. To a large extent, there were no clauses along the way expressly stating that this list would be used only for electoral processes.